Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas
to you.
What's the challenge of AJ Green?
Best receiver in the league, you know. So, I mean, he's got all the tools and can go up and get the ball. Really, really dangerous in the red area, you know, where he can go up and get a fade and stuff. So, but I mean, he's got all the routes. So he's just a dynamic player.
Is he similar to guys like Andre Johnson, Demaryius Thomas, guys you faced in the past?
Yeah, you know, another big receiver. Just yeah, there's a few of them. The Johnson. Couple of Johnsons, you know, AJ Green. Those guys are all kind of the same mold. They're just dynamic players. They got top end, you know, they got good speed. Whether or not they're blazers or not, it doesn't really matter because they're so long that once they build speed, they're fast. They're as fast as they need to be. And then they're big. And then besides being big, they just have such great body control and great hands. I mean, they just make phenomenal catches even when they're covered. There's times you just say, hey, the guy has about as good a coverage as you could have, and if the ball's in the right spot, the guy's going to make the play. So, just a dynamic player.
Because of Green, is there a temptation to sort of focus too much on him and forget about some of the other receivers that they have?
Oh, I don't think so. I think it's like anything. You know, you always focus on the best players, and he's one of the best players. But they got other guys. Hawkins, 16's a good little player. I mean, they got Gresham's a good tight end. I mean, they got just good players all around. That's why they're in the playoffs. So, but again, you know, you can't necessarily say that you can't focus some little bit more attention maybe on him.
With you guys having the possibility of facing them in the first round of the playoffs, is this a game where you don't really want to show too much because you might get them in another week?
Well, you can take two different approaches. You can either not show them a whole lot thinking you might play them again, or you can show them a whole lot and give them more to work on during that time too. So you can take two different approaches.
Game back in a few weeks, and how has he grown over the course of this year with him? This is his first extended chance to play as a starter.
Well, I thought he played well for coming back because he's still a little banged up, and I thought he played well. I think he's had a good season. I think the way he was progressing and going could have really been a really, really good season had he not gotten hurt, because I thought he was really coming along. So I think the injury is setting back a little bit, but you know, he's a really good player. He's always been a very good athlete. Now he's becoming a good linebacker.
What's been the biggest difference making that transition from athlete to linebacker for him?
Well, I think number one is kind of sometimes the off the field stuff, you know, the classroom, studying your position, getting to understand your position, knowing it, knowing the blocking schemes, knowing how people attack you. Secondly, I think, and then the other part is experience. The more you see things, the better you become at them. You know, when you're, I think when he was a rookie, I wasn't here when he was first here, but, you know, and I really didn't watch all that much film, to be honest with you. But I know he had a good year, but I think he also was in a situation where he kind of fell into one a little bit. And then now he's had to kind of earn it back, and I give him a lot of credit that he's done that.
Is there anything two young quarterbacks, Chucky and Corey, have done, like, fundamentally that you've stressed to them and they followed through on it?
Well, Corey, to me, is, first of all, is just a true pro. I mean, this guy studies, like I say, in the classroom, all the stuff off the field that you ask a guy to do and to come in and prepare himself to do. I think when you play in the slot, especially in sub, one of the key things that you need to be able to do is really study the guy that you're going to line up against. Not that you don't have to do that on the outside, but there's a lot of times on the outside, somebody may be helping you over the top, maybe more than in the slot. Down there low, there's not a whole lot they can do for you, and you got a lot of space. And I think he's done a great job of studying the receivers and the people that he's played against and how to attack it and how to play them. And I think I don't think there's any particular thing that we've done other than just fundamental stuff. Same thing with Shockey. He's just gotten better and better because, again, the more he plays, the more he sees, the more experience that he gets. I don't think there's any one thing that we did that, oh, boy, they really followed through on that. I think it's the same stuff that they work on every day. I think they just fundamentally both are getting better all the time.
How difficult has it been for you to sort of tinker with some of the injuries that you've had at corner and had to go to the guys like Corey and Shockey?
Every week, it's like I take attendance in our room to see who shows up. It's, you know, you see what you got, and or figure out what you think you're going to have for that Sunday, and then you just try to put them in the right spot, and then you try to take your call sheet and say, okay, can we do this? Is it really, are we asking a guy to do something he can't do? Okay, can we do something else to maybe confuse them a little bit, but it won't be confusing to us? I mean, you look at all that kind of stuff. And the thing, to their credit, these guys, they study that once we give them the plan and say, here's what we kind of want to do with you this week. They really study it and take it to heart.
Speaking of that, do you look, well, I've seen it all. Is it a confidence factor that you can plug guys in and can go through injuries and make guys fit?
Yeah, sometimes it fits. Sometimes it doesn't fit quite as well as I'd like it to fit. Yeah, it's a hard question to answer. I mean, we've been through a lot of it. You still don't want to get away from the structure of what you are and what you put in OTAs and training camp. You don't want to deviate too far from that. You can change some things. Sometimes what you're actually doing is you're running the same defense, you're just changing the people and where they are. So to somebody else, it may look like it's a lot different. To the offense, it's a lot different. 90s lined up here instead of out there, but really it's the same defense. We just change some people sometimes. So it's not so much inventing new schemes as kind of inventing new ways to run the same old scheme.
Elodie Nada hasn't been out there for practice the last couple of days and hadn't been on the injury report for a few weeks. Is it just a matter of rest for him? And what have you seen from him the last few weeks? I know John said a couple of weeks ago he thought he looks like he's healthier and getting better.
I think he's getting there. He's been banged up, seems like, kind of all year here and there. So, you know, but he's getting some well-deserved rest.
So you don't have any concern about his availability for Sunday?
No.
But Jarvis Green Ellis hadn't fumbled in a Raiders game until this year. Are you stressing to your guys, make sure we tackle him, don't worry about trying to cause a fumble or strip him?
Well, the thing about Ben Jarvis is I spent time with him in New England, so I know Ben Jarvis pretty well. And he is this is a back that knows the worth of a four-yard gain. And that's kind of what I've stressed to the defense. This is not a guy that, okay, I got a chance to jump cut it out here, maybe make a big play or get tackled for a loss, or I can stick it up in there and gain two more extra yards, but that's what I'll get. That's what he's going to do. He's a valuable, valuable back that way. He's just a steady guy, doesn't fumble. He's a decent receiver out of the backfield, but he's a downhill one cut, get you everything he can get you, run over you, not going to run out of bounds. All that kind of stuff. I mean, he's a tough, tough kid. Doesn't say anything. He's a businessman, goes to work. I have a ton of respect for the guy.
Do you anticipate resting players for playoffs?
That's John's decision. That is not my decision. All I do, the only thing we have to do with that depth is who starts and who plays backup. Who plays is totally up to John and the trainers. Okay? Thanks.